It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the studio an old friend and somebody we've done a lot of work with in the past. Now, Liam Blake is in the studio. Hello, Liam. How are you?
How are you diddling, my friend?
Oh, I'm very good. How are you? Have you got your Americano over there?
Well, I did have. It's inside me now. It's inside me and it's doing what it should be doing.
Absolutely. Well, iced Americanos are the order of the day to get things rolling. How are you, mate? What's been going on for you over the last couple of months? I gather it's been very busy.
It's been pretty busy, yeah. I mean, I've been gigging incessantly, whether they like it or not. Yeah, up and down the country, kind of lots of miles, lots of gigs. It's been great. I've got some festival dates coming up through the summer, doing the Cafe Nero tour, eBay tour as well. So it's all pretty busy.
Well, if you weren't doing any Cafe Nero dates, there'd be a problem, wouldn't there? Because the amount you've done in the past, you just got to carry that on. How have they been going?
They've been going really, really well. I mean, the kind of ambience of Cafe Nero's is very conducive to the kind of stuff that I do. And consequently, it's been really, really successful. You know, I'm reaching new people and being kept in coffee. So, you know, it's a good endeavour on all accounts.
Well, knowing you, even though it is more mainstream coffee, it's coffee nonetheless, isn't it?
It is coffee. You're making me out to be some kind of coffee snob, which of course I am.
Coffee connoisseur Liam Blake in the studio, everybody.
Hi.
He's got his flat peak trilby on.
Yes, I have, yeah.
Yeah, well, that, you know, I remember sitting in Cafe Nero a couple of years ago thinking that this environment is just screaming out for a mellow acoustic artist like yourself to come by. And then the first time that Seb, who's also filming in the studio today, the first time we encountered yourself in person was playing a really stripped back acoustic set at a beautiful restaurant in Bath, or in Bradford, wasn't it, that time?
Yeah, it was in Bradford, just outside of Bath, yeah. Which one was it now? The Fat Fowl, I believe.
Yeah, and it was lovely. I remember being really frustrated because we couldn't get any light in there, could we? So it took about three runs up to your house, which was at the time on a ridiculously steep hill, to get any lighting on the scene. Crazy times.
Yeah, this candlelight is very romantic, Liam, but it's just actually not cutting it on any level.
The source!
Well, there's loads to talk about then, because should we just briefly explain what's happened with you at the moment? Because your first album, You and Other Stories, released on Helium Records to a great success, not just in the UK, but overseas as well, which is extremely exciting. But now, what's your project?
Well, like I say, there's a whole bunch of new material, probably a couple of albums worth. So Helium and I are looking at what I've got. It's really just a question of ploughing through the 30 or so songs that have been written since You and Other Stories and kind of working out where they slot in and how they're going to materialise. And there's a musical that I've written, which I'm in talks with an animator and illustrator, and that's all very exciting. So, yeah, there's stuff happening.
Well, your writing style does strike me, we've talked about this over the years, that you just seem to stockpile songs over a long period of time, because You and Other Stories comprised of songs that you'd written 10 years previous to the release.
Yeah.
And is that the same kind of story with what's happening now?
I'm like a musical squirrel. Yeah, what can I say?
Yeah, squirreling away your composition acorns.
Yeah, indeed. That's the next album title, that right there.
The Acorn Compositions.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there's stuff that I reference that's been there for years. But there are the periods where I can be really creative, generally on the back of a Nero tour when I'm completely fueled up with coffee. And, you know, new stuff just pours out, and that's kind of where I'm at the moment. So there's a load of new songs and stuff that I'm kind of digesting from years ago and finalising and tweaking.
I think for you, because doing Cafe Nero and the tour up and down the UK, does that ever get frustrating in a sense? Because it's the same old kind of environment. And I know a lot of songwriters that like to write from experience. Right. So do you ever find yourself thinking, right, I need to experience something new just to freshen up what I'm writing about?
Yeah, so sometimes I'll have a flat white or a latte, you know. I like to mix these things up. And I live on the edge, what can I say? No, I mean, to be honest, it's great. As a songwriter, my life is so varied anyway, you know. I don't have a 9-to-5 kind of schedule. So to have any element of kind of consistency is kind of good and anchoring and good for the mental health. And, you know, also, because these gigs are very low-key, and I hate using this word, but the whole nature of it's quite organic. I turn up, but I don't know who's going to be there. If anyone's going to be there, actually, you know, because, you know, I'm playing generally three shows a day at different times, obviously, because that's how time works.
A connoisseur of coffee and timekeeping.
Yes, yes. I mean, I won't get into my knowledge of quantum physics right now, but...
but certainly the knowledge of Earth, the 24-hour clock is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm just about getting a handle on how that whole structure kind of works. And
I see you looking at our digital clock in the studio.
Yeah, just kind of mesmerised by the numbers.
12:23.
The night was real. A condomin's the great Buckeye, and waves the Colorado sky when the wanderer came passing by. Took him first for Mr. Scratch. I stood firm and battened down the hatch. Begun, said I, get off my patch. Oh, but he just smiled and said, I pronounce a pot latch. Hey, hey. And then I danced with the wanderer. And the wind blew high. Oh yes, I danced with the wanderer under red sky, the wanderer and I.
Dude, that was just superb.
Thanks, man.
Mate, that is brilliant. Absolutely amazing. You know, you're back to your I don't know, I don't want to say back to, because I think you're in other stories. For me, it wasn't delicate, but at the same time it was a listen that you know you could find those songs in Cafe Nero whilst you're enjoying a coffee. Nothing too gritty, nothing too heavy, but that one, it's got a real air of bit of grit about it. I like it. What direction are you taking with it then?
Well, yeah, like you say, I'm trying to kind of reach into that kind of maybe grittier, kind of darker aspect of my writing. You know, the stories, like I say, like you say, you know, kind of represents earlier stuff, you know, perhaps lighter stuff. But since then, I've acquired new lines on my face, and I've had many adventures in life in general. And I'm drawing upon these experiences and, yes, writing songs.
Well, doing what you do best.
Well, thanks.
So what's the new album going to be called? Have you got any inkling of what that's going to be?
No, but what you said before, I think, what was it, Acorns?
Yeah, Acorn Compositions.
Yes, yeah, let's go with that for the time being.
That's the working title. Yeah. That's what it is. That song was woody and earthier and a little grittier.
Excellent.
Than the poppier aspects of You and Other Stories.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's the way to summarise it. We always have trouble summarising your music. I remember when we were wandering up a hill overlooking Bath, trying to nail what You and Other Stories was, and we had, you know, aspects of Americana coming through, some pop, some folk.
It's something that's always been an aspect of my career. I was in a band when I first left uni, and one reviewer, this is a beautiful thing, actually described our music as acid jazz gay rock.
No way.
Way.
He's just
very
opened
way.
A dictionary, just flicked through, stop on that adjective, there we go.
Exactly.
And he just plucked a load of random adjectives.
Indeed, but he did so in a very appropriate way, because that's exactly what we were going for.